Mike Ransom. F.B. Ransom.
He's the father of Mike, among others. There were.
Is that R.E.M.? That's
him. Him.
O.M. He would have been active in the NAACP?
No, not as far as I know. He was active in the Walker Company.
But he might have signed a telegram, et cetera.
I would say that as far as Ransom and most other people were concerned, that there are a lot of people who would have passed information on, but I doubt seriously if many of them wanted to stick their necks out. My father was different in that respect. Well, that was the prime difference. There would have been an underground network of sorts of people passing information on, thinking somebody ought to know this and somebody ought to do something. And I would say in that respect that if Ransom had heard anything, that he very well could have passed it on. But my recollection would be that once he really got involved in the Walker Company, he was primarily concerned with making money, and that his last revolutionary kind of act would have been in connection with the voting organization.
Name Reverend
Hilliard
D. Saunders.
I think H.D. Saunders may, wait a minute, yeah, it means something to, I think he may still be, I'm not sure whether he's still alive, but he's been alive. Oh, I know Reverend Saunders. He's presiding elder. I saw him. He preached at Bethel one day last summer. Yeah, he's past 90 years old. Bow-legged little man with silver hair. Speaks well. Preaches the gospel. All right. Well, you could get the address from the church.
His name Joseph Shane.
No.
Let's see.
He may not have been from New Albany. I can't tell where he was from. He might have been from Brazil. The reason I'm saying this is because his cousin died, and he attended the funeral here, and she came from Clay County. So, I mean, I really don't know particularly, but he's been in New Albany for many years.
Okay. Did you ever know William Boyd? Since I turned
here. John Preston Ward with beard? I didn't know her. John Preston Ward is blind.
Yes. A.L. Washington. Anderson. Minister.
It doesn't ring a bell.
Walter White, do you have any specific recollections about Walter White?
No, nothing except he came for dinner and he spoke at various monster meetings, which, if you hadn't heard of those before, F.E. de France had a series of lectures each year in which prominent people were invited to speak. Usually the subject would have been something of interest to Negroes, people like A. Philip Randolph, I forgot, Mordecai Johnson, who was the president of Howard, and
what were they called?
Monster meetings.
Monster meetings?
Mm-hmm. I guess they were big meetings. It was basically, at any rate, the monster meetings that the old Senate Avenue YMCA had. They had them in the gym, which was, of course, the largest room. They would be on Sunday afternoons, and usually crowded.
And Walter White
had spoken at a monster meeting probably, I didn't, they weren't my favorite places to go. But I'm sure he came for that kind of occasion.
And he came to your place after that?
I'm sure he came to dinner on that occasion. Frankly, I didn't eat dinner with people either. Those were the days where children were supposed to be seen and not heard. And when they had company meals, I was sent upstairs or out or whatever.
W.H. Williams?
Means nothing.